My hands, they have scars and they're kind of grizzled. Every different thing I do causes a different spot to form a blister. And it's pretty cool just look at them and think it's just a direct effect of what I do.
Matt Heinlein's a welder by trade, but he's better described as a maker of all sorts of things. At work, he makes gates, fences, and metal structures for fancy homes on the Cape. At home, in the detached garage he's turned into his workshop, he's made a three-headed hammer, multiple computers, a mini snowplow, a dune buggy. The list goes on and on.
The way I see myself as creative is I see potential in almost everything to be used or repaired in some way.
Matt has always been resourceful. As a child of two blind parents, he's had to figure out a lot of things for himself.
I think them being blind kind of helped me tinker and stuff for two different reasons. One being I didn't have anybody to really teach me how to drive or fix a car or nothing really. And then the other side of it was I could kind of get away with a little bit more because they couldn't always keep tabs on me. It's kind of fostered my curiosity, I think.
Matt's dressed in a long-sleeve t-shirt, steel-toed boots, and tan work pants ripped at the knees. A welding helmet covers his head, and flame-resistant gloves protect his hands. Today, Matt's making an iron rose trellis for his wife. One of Matt's long-term projects is making chainmail. He's making a suit of armor out of small metal rings, like medieval knights wore. And he's making his own, custom fit to his body.
Everything he does kind of blows me away.
That's Matt's wife, Jen Heinlein. Jen owns Sage, a yarn store in Falmouth.
Well, he was kind of getting back into chainmail. He kind of got into it a little bit when he was younger.
When I dropped out of school, one of the things I did as a teenager was I got into making chainmail. I never actually finished a shirt, and that's like the holy grail of chainmail because it's the biggest part.
Oh, he's basically has taught himself.
When I decided to sit down and make the shirt,
he'd have the coffee table in front of him with his toolbox full of parts and tools.
She was sitting right there next to me knitting.
And occasionally there'd be a ring flying across the room.
I think this is the most artistic thing that I've made. I don't think people would really view it as art. It's just something I think is beautiful. I enjoyed building it. I think it's very artistic.
Matt puts on the chainmail in his garage. Imagine a 100-pound sweatshirt made of metal, with the hood pulled up. Matt says it feels like a bear hug. The chainmail's not practical, but most things he makes are. Like the snowblower he's loading onto his truck. He repaired it with scrap materials, and he's selling it on Craigslist. He doesn't need it anymore because he just built himself a bigger one.
You just feel so liberated when you know that you could fix anything you own. It's like a puzzle. It's like a battle, too, you know, like it's kind of like a rush. Maybe it's like some deep thing where I'm trying to like fix my life or make everything okay or I don't know. Maybe it's that.
Back in Matt's driveway, you can see he's mounted his wife's rose trellis onto the side of his house. In his garage, there are tools and parts scattered all over the table. Matt's already moved on to his next project. He's rebuilding the engine of a motorbike he bought off Craigslist.
At least for me, I retain a lot when I do it myself. And there's that aha moment and just the gratification of figuring something out for yourself.
By making so much of his world, Matt understands better how it works. He gains some control.
I don't like when people feel like they have to just roll over and take what's given to them. So it really comes down to the drive to learn on your own. And there's always at least something you can do.
In Falmouth, Massachusetts, I'm Nina Patuk.